Mandrought, written by Rachel Johns and read by Casey Withers. Are you absolutely insane? Please tell me you haven't signed the contract. No and yes. Imogen grinned at her two closest friends and then gazed across at her brand new life. They'd travelled half the day to get here, and she was feeling like the fizz in a can of soft drink, desperate to explode and share her excitement. An early 19th century colonial pub stood proudly in front of them, red brick and tin, verandas along the front and sides, with the quaint charm you see on outback television dramas. The pub had definitely seen better days, and she knew not everyone would see it how she did when she closed her eyes. But just looking at the old place made her heart feel lighter than it had in years. 2 years, 5 months, and 4 days, to be precise. But no more counting. No more dwelling on the past. Her new life started today, right here in the tiny precinct of Gibson's Find, not far from where the West Australian wheat belt met the goldfields. 3.5 hours inland from Perth by car, far away from her memories and everything she'd shared with Jamie. It wasn't exactly the life she'd imagined, but if she didn't want to lose herself in a dark, dark hole, then she'd just have to make a go of it. "I think I need a drink," Jenna said with a dramatic sigh that was not at all unusual for her. Despite the heat and the fact that Amy's air conditioner had struggled on the long journey, Jenna looked like she'd stepped off the pages of a Marie Claire magazine. "Me too," Amy echoed, placing a hand on her bulging abdomen. Imogen and Jenna swung their heads to glare at her, eyebrows raised, both ready with a lecture about drinking while pregnant. "Relax, I'm kidding," Amy grinned and rubbed her tummy. Her face was flushed red and sweaty from the summer heat. "As if I'd do anything to jeopardise this little bundle. But it's hot out here, and my thirst needs quenching." Amy and her husband Ryan had been trying for a baby for the best part of 5 years. Her little bundle was the result of a lengthy and expensive process of IVF. After supporting Amy through several failed attempts, Imogen and Jenna already felt fiercely protective of it. "We'll get you lemonade and a champagne flute," Jenna said, adjusting her Marc Jacobs handbag on her shoulder. "If Imogen's really going to do this, then we may as well kill two birds with one bottle. Have a sticky beak inside and toast to her insanity. What do you say?" "I think that's a fine plan. Come on, girls." Imogen placed her hands on her hips, and her two friends linked their arms in hers. Together they strode across the road and up onto the veranda, out of the hot January sun, and into the building Imogen planned to make her home. They paused in the doorway, and Imogen waited as Amy and Jenna looked their fill. That unique pub aroma of beer-soaked carpets, greasy food and cigarette smoke, even though no one had been allowed to smoke inside for years, wafted out to greet them,